The question was asked, is there a very big gap difference between the approaches of Yeshivat Merkaz Harav, which is maybe the flagship yeshiva of the Dati Lumi movement, and Yeshiva Tiferes Yerushalayim, which was the yeshiva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, today the yeshiva of his son, Rav David Feinstein. And technically, Rav Moshe Feinstein was with Aguda, Degel HaTorah. Is there a big difference between the two? So, in all honesty, I didn't find there to be much of a difference. There is a slight difference in stress, as in Merkaz Harav, they're going to stress the ideology of Eretz Yisrael to a greater degree. So the approach to the land of Israel, the army and the government, carries a different weight than MTJ, Masif Tetferes Yerushalayim. But I don't think that that's the identifying marker. I don't think that's really the main point of either yeshiva. Meaning, if you come to Merkaz Harav, 85% to 90% of the day, they're learning Gemara with the commentaries, they're learning Halacha with the commentaries, and they're learning the same poskim. And if you analyze not only the intellectual aspect, but also the personal character development, so in Merkaz Harav you have a tremendous acceptance of other people, you have a tremendous love of humanity, love of the Jewish people, and an acceptance of people who see things differently than themselves. The same is true in Tiferes Yerushalayim. In the yeshiva has a tremendous acceptance of other people. It's interesting that many people who are non-observant or very slightly observant feel very connected to yeshiva Tiferes Yerushalayim, because the yeshiva is accepting and the yeshiva is warm and the yeshiva is non-judgmental. That doesn't diminish the yeshiva's vision. Yes, the yeshiva has its path, its direction, but it respects people who have a different path in life. And so, in truth, I would say that over 90% of what's going on in both yeshivas is really the same. There's very little that they differ on. It's sad that when you go away from top yeshivas, so then you encounter that people put a greater stress on things that are less important. I remember I was in Tiferes Yerushalayim, and I didn't wear only white shirts at the time. On the contrary, I wore blue shirts, striped shirts. I didn't wear suits. I wore regular clothing, like everyone else. no one said a word. I didn't have my tzitzis out. Still don't. No one said anything. And I was seriously thinking at the time that I would be learning in university at least half a day, if not more. No one had an issue with it. I came to yeshiva once on a bike. And I figured it'll save me time. I'll be able to learn more. I'll get from yeshiva to the apartment and back quicker. And just my luck, it was a summer day. I'm sweating when I come to yeshiva. I come through the front door with my bike, and I'm asking myself, is it appropriate to bring a bike into a yeshiva? So I didn't bring it into the base medrash. I was going to park it in the yard behind or in the parking lot. But I was going through the hallway of the yeshiva. So just my luck, I'm walking through the door thinking to myself, is this right or wrong? And Rabbi Feinstein walks out. And he sees me with the bike, and I turn colors, and I'm wondering, like, what am I going to say, and what's he going to say? And my parents lived in upstate New York, in Muncie. So he looks at me with the bike, and I'm all sweaty. I rode in the heat. And he says, wow, did you ride in all the way from upstate New York, all the way from Muncie? And he's like trying to make me feel good. I don't remember. He might have even said a line like, what a nice bike. So it amazed me at how normal, how down to earth he is. I can tell you that many of the times I asked him a question, he would answer me with a joke. He would first tell me a joke and then give me the answer. No, the son of Rav David Feinstein. And the same is true with Rav Avram Shapiro Zatzal. When I'd ask him questions, I'd say at least 20% of the time he'd give me a joke with my answer. I could stick in some humor. Very down-to-earth, happy people, smiley people, accepting people. I think it's worth going towards the top just to see that at the top, people actually are non-judgmental and very accepting. There was no rule in yeshiva you had to wear a white shirt. Before I went to MTJ, I went to check out another yeshiva. So I didn't know the norms. I was coming from a yeshiva where people wore any color shirt. So I show up with a blue shirt, and I meet a friend of mine there. And he says, "What you doing here?" I say, "I came to look at the yeshiva. I'm considering moving here." He says, "What?" I said, "Why, you don't recommend it?" He says, "Come with me." And he quickly whisks me out of the yeshiva building, walks me down the steps, and says, "If you want to ever get a good chavrusa, don't show up here in a blue shirt." So that was it. I never showed up again. I didn't show up with a white shirt either. I feel bad that in certain places they put such a stress on externals. I can understand that there's a norm. I can understand that there's a certain accepted dress code in a yeshiva, and I can respect it. But I can tell you that these two yeshivas did not stress that at all, and on the contrary, they were very accepting. And again, I didn't see a big difference between the two. There is an area where Merkaz Harav will stress certain hashkafot more, and it does stand out. But it's not that's the central theme of the yeshiva. It's Torah, keeping halacha, being good people. That's the central theme. I would add that I think in yeshivas Chafetz Chaim, at least the ones I saw, there was the same thing in my day. Those were yeshivas I went to. In Chafetz Chaim, it was the same type of atmosphere, same type of acceptance. There are many Chafetz Chaims. I don't know, but the two I saw were that way.